This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, Baruchim Abayim. Welcome everyone. Actually, Shachianu, I think this is the first time we're sort of back on track with Monday night, Amud Aleph. We're caught up in the Ion Shirim. Okay, Halavai Vaiter. So we're continuing on in the Gemara. The Gemara just went through the whole sugya of Pru Revu, and the Gemara brought certain obligations one has to one's wife, that if somebody loves their wife like their own self, honors them more than themselves, guides their sons and daughters in their straight path, and marries them off close to their age of maturity, about such a parent, the Pasuk says, V'yadata ki shalom oyhalecha, and you will know that your tent is at peace, which means that your home will be wholesome. So the Gemara continues, Ha'oyev eshchinov, one who loves his neighbors, v'hamakarev eskroivav, one who brings his relatives close, we're on the bottom line of Samach Beis Amud Beis, v'hanoisei esbas achoisei, one who marries the daughter of his sister, v'hamalve sela la'oni b'shas dachkai, and one who lends a selah to a poor man in his time of difficulty. So let's go through these things. One who loves his neighbors. Certainly, there's a mitzvah, v'ahavta l'recha kamecha. Nevertheless, one has a greater obligation to show friendship to one's neighbor. Kol ha'koidim gzacha, the same way, there's more of an obligation to a family member. There is more of an obligation of friendship to a neighbor. One who draws close his relatives. One who marries his sister's daughter. What is the idea of marrying one's sister's daughter? Tosfos says a very interesting thing. Tosfos says most children are similar to the Achei Ha'im, to the brother of the sister. You hear this? Most of one's children are similar to the brother of one's sister. That being the case, one's niece will be similar to them. Meaning, Tosfos is troubled. Why dafka, someone who marries the daughter of one's sister, why not the daughter of one's brother? The answer is, most children are similar to the brother of the mother. So the niece, the daughter of one's sister, will be close in personality, most likely, to you. And therefore, that will be a recipe for a peaceful marriage, and harmonious marriage, because you'll be marrying someone with a similar personality to you. So instead of going to the matchmaker and checking off, going through a list of 100 criteria and seeing if your spouse meets that, you know that anyway, by the time you get married, you're going to find out that out of 100 characteristics, you are not similar in any of them. But this way, if you marry your wife's, your sister's daughter, you're likely to have a more harmonious marriage. Okay? So the Pasuk says, Allah v'kosavayimar oz tikra, then you will call out, v'ashem yane, and Hashem will answer, tishaveya, you will cry out, v'yoyimar hineni, and he will say, here, behold, here I am. That pasuk says as follows. The beginning of that pasuk is, Haloi farois la'ra'ev lachmecha, va'aniyim merudim tavi bayis. Actually, recently, I spent a Shabbos in Karastir, by Reb Shaila. And one of the things I read about him was that one of the gedolim of the time, his name was the Maharshag, Rav Shimon Greenfield, who I remember Rabbi Obam once told me, he told me this when I first went into Rabbanos, Rav Shimon Greenfield writes in a tshuva that Rabbanim should try not to go to too many simchais. Why? Because if they do, then they will be a glorified social director, but they'll end up not knowing anything. So this was the principle. This is actually comes from the Maharshag. Nevertheless, the Marshag would travel every Matzoi Shabbos to Karastir, to Reb Shaila. So they asked him, wait a second, Rabbi, you don't go to Simcha, so why are you going to see the Rebbe for Matzoi Shabbos Malav Malka? So he would say that's because Yeshaya Hanavi made Reb Shaila a Rebbe. Where did, in this pasuk that our Gemara quotes, it says someone who feeds the poor and brings the downtrodden into his home, if he calls out, Hashem will respond. So that means the Navi Yeshaya is saying that what is the key to having your tefillos answered? If you feed the poor, that is the key. And therefore, the Marashag said, Reb Shaila is already appointed a Rebbe by the Gemara in Yevamos and the Navi Yeshaya. Okay, so the Gemara now brings 7 memras of Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Lazar. And the siman is siman Isha. One statement is about a woman, Vikarka, land, Ezer, helpmate, Zois, this, Shte Habrechois, 2 graftings, Tagri, a merchant, Pischi, a lowly. Actually, it says Pachsi. Okay. Amar Rabbi Lazar, Kol Adam She'en Lo Isha Enoi Adam. Any man who doesn't have a wife, is, forget about not having simcha, forget about not having Torah, besides not having bracha, but the person's not a man, meaning he's incomplete. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, Zachar unekeva bira'am. A male and female, he created them. Vayikra eshemam, Adam, and he called them Adam, meaning man is incomplete without being married. So in other words, one is only an Adam with the Zachar Nekeva. As the famous adage goes, before one gets married, they're incomplete. Once they get married, they're finished. Okay, so that's the first step of the Gemara, that without a wife, one is not a full Adam. V'amar Rabbi Lazar, kol Adam she'en loy karka in Adam. If you don't own real estate, you're also incomplete. In other words, the Gemara is not in favor of rental. You should own land. Shenemar hashamayim shamayim lashem v'ya'aretz nasan levnei Adam. To be complete, you need to own property. You need to own land. Okay? So this is considered somewhat of financial advice, and it gives a person a certain foundation and solid basis and a certain security, because land is something that cannot be taken away. So that's statement number 2. Statement number 3. Now it's interesting. You know, the Gemara in Soita says in Daf Beis that 40 days before a person is created, the Baskol cries out, Ploini Leploini, and Bayezu Lebayezu. So part of a person's identity, in a way, is the marriage one has and the property one has. V'amar Rabbi Elazar, my dichsev es aloy ezer kenegdai. I will make a helpmate opposite the person. Zacha, if a person merits, oiz rasoi, the wife helps you. Loi zacha, if you don't merit, kenegdai, they stand up against you. So a wife could have one of two roles. If one is zoicha, if you're fortunate, the wife helps him. One is not fortunate, so then she argues with him. And every day is, you know, a person has to see today, will I be zoicha? Will I not be zoicha? V'ika de Amri, another way of looking at this, Rabbi Lazar Rami, Rabbi Lazar Asasir, Ksiv, the way the word is written is kenagdai. She whips him. But vikarinon, it's read, kenegdai, opposite him. So it could be written, she whips him. It could be read, opposite him. Zacha, if one is zaycha, kenegdai, she corresponds to him. She supports him. She corresponds to him. Loi zacha menagdasai, if he's not zaycha, she whips him. She beats him into shape. Ashkechei Rabbi Yossi l'Eliyahu. Rabbi Yossi found Eliyahu. Amar Lei, he said to him, I'm going to ask you my most difficult question. Okay, so right, if you meet Eliyahu, you're going to ask him the most difficult. He says, I don't understand. God said a wife is supposed to help the husband. How? In what way does she help the husband? Can you imagine? Here you have Rabbi Yossi. He's an Amoira. He asked Elio the toughest question on his mind. He could have asked him about Takfa Kayin. He could have asked him this question. That, what does he ask him? He just doesn't get it. In what way is the Isha an Azar? Amar like Siv Esala Azar. But my Isha is Rasa. What's the big help? Adam. He says, well, you don't understand. I'm like, Adam may be Chitin. Man brings wheat home. Chitim Kaises. What, he chews the wheat? He brings home Pishtan linen. Pishtan Levish. He wears linen. So, no, she cooks it, she bakes it, she grinds it, she weaves it, she makes it into thread. Does it not come out that she illuminates his eyes and makes him stand on his feet? Basically, what do you mean, what's her help? She produces a final product from the raw material. It's interesting. What, Rabbi Yossi didn't know that? He didn't realize that? Maybe Rabbi Yossi thought he could have done it himself. Interesting. Okay. V'amar Rabbi Lazar. Ma'idichsev. What does the pasuk mean? Zois hapam. This time. Etzem me'atzamai. After Adam lived with Chava, he said, this time, a bone from my bone, ubasar mi basari, and flesh from my flesh. Malame, this teaches Shaba Adam al kol behema v'chaya, that Adam lived with every animal and wild animal, v'loi niskarara daitoi, and he was not consoled, he was not at ease, ad Shaba al Chava, until he lived with Chava. Now, this is problematic for many reasons. Number one, Adam was commanded against arayos. He was not allowed to live with animals. Did Adam actually live with animals? And B, it's strange to say that Adam lived with every animal. If I remember correctly, the Divrei David in the Taz on Rashi explains as follows. Ba means Adam probed the depth of the essence of every animal. And he realized that the giraffe was not his partner. He realized the gorilla was not his partner. Ad Sheba al Chava means he penetrated the identity of what Chava was, and he realized that this is his helpmate. Va'amar Rabbi Lazar. Rabbi Lazar said, "Ma'idichse." What does the pasuk mean? "V'nivruchu v'cha kol mishpachos adama." It will be blessed in you all the families on earth. Amar leha kodesh baruch hu Avram. The Lord said to Abraham, "V'nivruchu is the lashon of grafting. Shtei breichos toivos yesh li lahavrich bach. Two good graftings I could graft in you. Rus hamoyavia v'nama ha'amoynus. I have two good graftings I want to graft into you. One is Rus the Moabite, and the other one is Na'ama the Amonus. Rus, of course, was the mother of Oyved, the progenitor of Malchus Beis David. Naama was the mother of Rechavam, the son of Shloimei. And these two graftings, Hashem grafted into the Jewish people. Kol mishpachos ha'adama, we learn like this, afilu mishpachos hadaris ba'adama, even families that live on the earth, cavemen, Native American Indians, tribal people in the Far East, even they, ein mizbarchos ela b'shvil Yisrael, are only blessed because of the Jewish people. Kol goyei haaretz, all the nations of the world, afilu sfinois, even a boat, habois migalia la aspamia, that comes from Galaya to Aspamia, from a place called Galaya to Aspamia, to Spain, einon mizbarchos, is only blessed, Ella b'shvil Yisrael, only on account of Israel. All stocks, all mutual funds, all bonds, all business and commerce is successful or not based on the state of the Jewish people. We affect every detail of the world. V'amar Rabbi Lazar. Now, we have to bear this in mind based on one of Rabbi Lazar's advice that you have to own land. Rabbi Lazar says, someone who doesn't own land is not an Adam. V'yomer Rabbi Lazar, asidim kol balei umniyoy sheyamdu ala karka. All businessmen and merchants will eventually descend to work on the land, and they're going to become farmers. There's going to be a poverty that all merchants will eventually work the land. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, "Ve'yeredu me'anoisem," they will come down from their boats, called toivsei mashot, anyone who held an oar. Malachim, rowers, called choiv le'yam, all the sailors. Al ha'aretz yamedu, they'll stand on the earth. Va'amar Rabbi Elazar, ein lecha umnas p'chusa min ha'karka. There is no more lowly occupation than working the land, being a farmer. Shenemar, ve'yeredu, they will descend. So wait a second, beforehand Rebbe Elazar says everyone should own land. And here he's saying it's the lowliest occupation is working the land. I think the simple answer would be, yeah, you should definitely own the land. That doesn't mean you should be the one working it. You know, everybody knows if you want to make money, you get other people to do the work that you need to get done. Okay. Amar Lei, Rebbe Elazar Chazelhu Ara, Rebbe Elazar saw a certain piece of land. The Shadibe Karva Lepusya, that they were plowing in it, that they planted cabbage widthwise. Now, when you plow a field, it's much more cost friendly, it's much more practical to plow it lengthwise. Why? Because if you plow it lengthwise, you're going to be going up and down less times. If you plow it widthwise, you're going to be going back and forth so many times. Every time you go back and forth, you're skipping over pieces of land and you're losing the corners. So it's much more cost effective to plow lengthwise. So he saw a guy who planted his cabbage widthwise, Amar Lei, he said, even if you would have planted lengthwise, it's still a bad kind of occupation. You're still better off going into business. Better to go into business. Rav al Lebene Shivli. Rav once entered between Shivli. A shvil. Standing grain. Chazinu de Karnaifan. He saw the grain was waving in the wind. It was a very beautiful, picturesque sight. It's nice to have a field. Amar Lahu, Rav said, you know, nice try. Aesthetics are not everything. Amar Lahu, Naifis Isnufe. Wave all you want. Hafuchi b'izka tavminach. You're better off being in business. You're better off being in commerce. I don't care how picturesque your field is. You're better off being in business. Amar Rava, Mea Zuza Be'iska, if you have 100 zuz invested in commerce, Kol Yom Abis V'chama, you can meet in one every day. Mea Zuza Be'ar, if you have 100 zuz invested in agriculture, Milcha, you'll have salt, V'chafura, and sprouts. Not only that, you're going to have to sleep on your land to guard it that no one takes it away from you. And merchants are going to fight with you. You're going to get into disputes. In other words, commerce is better than working the land. Now this seems to be somewhat of a contradiction, because now it's saying that business is a better investment than real estate. Listen to the next Gemara. Amara Papa, Zara Vilay Tisban. You're better off planting your own food and not buying it. Afagav Dechi Adadi Denu. Even though the expenditures are the same, Hani Mevarchin. What you grow in your own field will be more blessed. Some say because what you buy in the store was already counted And in habracha mitzuya b'davar hamanoi, blessing is not found in something that's counted. So, zavin v'loy tezel, sell your furniture to invest and don't become poor. In other words, you're better off to sell even your household property to be able to do business than to become poor. Says the Gemara, Hanimili Bistakya. That's if you want to sell a mat, avaglima, but clothing loy not, but avaglima loy misramile. That will not, maybe if you sell your clothing, you might not ever encounter good clothing like that. Now the Gemara gives us the best piece of advice we could possibly have. And that is never do construction. Avoid construction like the plague. Unless construction is going to deplete your money, it's going to end up costing 100 times more than you thought. Says the Gemara, Tum Fulei Tashbitz. If there's a hole in the wall, stuff it up and don't plaster. In other words, don't stuff it up, but don't make the hole bigger and put in more wall and add to fill in that wall and plaster. Better just stuff it up. But better to plaster that wall than to take down the whole thing. In other words, the Gemara says, Shapoitz v'leitivni. And if you don't want to do that, so then plaster a little bit, but don't take down that wall and rebuild it. Why? Shekol ha'oisek bebinyan mismaskein. If you're involved in construction, one will become poor. Avoid construction. Says the Gemara, kefoitz zavenara. If you have an opportunity to buy land, jump at it. It's interesting. So the Gemara seems to be against working the land, but owning the land is good. It's good to own land. It's not good to work the land, and it's not good to do construction. But owning the land is a good thing. Jump at it. Always jump at buying land. However, don't jump at getting married. Okay? Don't confuse your field and your wife. Even though you're not a man without a wife, and you're not a man without a field, make sure you know which one is which. Jump to buy land, don't jump to marry a woman. Nosiv, a maso nosivitza, be patient. Make sure she's not argumentative. Check her out. Now the Gemara says another thing. Marry a woman of lower social standing than yourself. Nachois darga nosivitza. Go down a level and get married. So, oh, what do you mean? I come from a royal family, and my wife, her family, they're very, you know, simple. Oh, that's a good shidduch. Because the last thing you want is for her to come from the royal family, and you come from simpletons, and the moment you get angry, get married, she's going to have expectations from you and make your life miserable for the rest of your life. So you want her to come from lower social standing. By the way, I once saw in the Sefer Tamei HaMenhagim, where do we learn this from? Because God's our chasan, and we're the kala, and look, he settled for us. So therefore, from here we learn the chasan should settle for a woman of lower social standing. In fact, by Matan Torah, it says, Vayered Hashem, God came down. Nechoiz dargav and asavitza, go down a level and marry a woman. Even the trup on the words, God came down, Vayered Hashem, darga sevir, break the ladder and go down. Okay. However, sak darga b'char shishvina, go up a level and choose a friend. Get friends who are in higher social standing because they'll act more refined and you will learn from their behavior. As the Rambam writes, a person is affected by their social milieu. Okay. Amar Rabbi Lazar bar Avina. The same way we said before that no blessing comes to the world only because of the Jewish people. Ein poranos bala olam ela b'shvil Yisrael. Punishment does not come to the world only on account of the Jewish people. Shenemar hechrad. Now what does it mean punishment does not come to the world only on account of the Jewish people? What it means is to scare us that we should do tshuva. In other words, if you hear there was a tsunami in the Far East, It's a message to other Jewish people. God only brings punishment to the world. In other words, when we heard there was COVID-19 in China, it was a message for the Jewish people that we should do tshuva before it gets any closer. Shenemar, as the Pasuk says in Tzefanya, Hichrati Goyim, I cut down the nations, Nashamu Pinoisam, I caused their towers to be desolate, Hichravti Chutzoisam, I destroyed their streets. Uchsiv, and the Pasuk says, Amarti, I thought, Ach Tiri Oisi, only that they should fear me, Tikhi Moser, and take Moser. Rav Hava Mifta Merab Chia. Rav was a student of Rav Chia. Rav took leave from Rav Chia. So the Gemara says, Amar Le, Rav Chia said to Rav, Rachmano Letzlach Midu Kashim Meiser, the merciful one should protect you from something worse than death. God save you from something worse than death. Rav said, Miko Midu Kashim Meiser, is there something worse than death? Nafak Rav went out, duck. He investigated Va'ashkach. Yeah, there is something worse than death. A bad wife is worse than death. U'moitzi ani mar mimavas asa'isha. I found worse than death a woman. So Rav Chia told Rav, do me, I just want you to know, God should save you from something worse than death, from a bad wife. Now, I guess Rav Chizda knew who Rav was married to. Rav, have a kamatsar le debisu. Rav's wife got under his skin. Rav's wife was annoying. Caused him distress. Ki amar la avidili telufchi. When Rav would say, make me lentils, avdolei chimtzi, she made him peas. Chimtzi, make me peas, avdolei telufchi. Make me, she made lentils. Basically, whatever Rav wanted, she did the opposite. Ki gadal Chia b'rei, when Chia, the son of Rav, got older, he was a chacham. So, when the mother said, what does your father want? He flipped it around. He said, if he wanted peas, he said he wanted lentils. So his father would get peas. If he said, father said, I want lentils, he would say, well, he wants peas, so he'd get lentils. Apichla, he flipped it for her. Amarle, he said, Baruch Hashem, yal yalach imach. It's good after all these years, after 7 years of marriage, your mother improved. Amar Le, he said, no, sorry, she's just as rotten. Anahuda Pichna, I'm the one who used this clever trick. Amar Le, he said, I should have figured that one out a long time ago myself. Amar Le, Hainu Deka Amrinchi, this is what people say, Denafak Minach Taima Malapach. The one that comes from you could teach you a lesson or two. Sometimes the son is smarter than the father. Rav Chia says, I should have thought of that trick, but he said, my son, you should not do this because you're training yourself to lie. You can't say daddy wants peas if I want legumes. You can't say daddy wants legumes if I want peas. Adloy Savrach, you shouldn't do this. Shenemar, like the Pasuk says. In other words, even though technically you're allowed to lie, Lamana Shalom, and this would have saved the peace, but that's only upon occasion. But to consistently lie, to be able to sort of get what you want, that is not appropriate. And therefore, you should not train yourself to do this. Adloy Tavrach, Yishinemar, Limdu L'shaynam, Daber Sheker, Havei Nila. They trained their tongues to speak falsehood. They wore out with iniquity. Rav Chia. So don't think Rav Chia told Rav, you know, God should save you something worse than death, and that's a bad wife. Don't think Rav Chia had it easy either. Rav Chia have a kamatsara ledibus. Rav Chia's wife also caused him distress. So it's a little bit of a pella over here. The Gemara said earlier, Zacha Azrasa, if someone's Zaycha, the wife helps you. So why were these great men, Rav and Rav Chia, not Zaycha, to have an Isha that that would help them. Ki have a mishkach midi. So Rav Chiya have a kumitzar leidibus. Rav Chiya's wife caused him distress. Ki have a mishkach midi. Nevertheless, when Rav Chiya would find something, tzir leibusudari, he would wrap it up in his handkerchief, umaisinela, and he would bring it to her. Even though she was miserable to him, he got her good stuff. Amar le Rav. Rav said, what do you mean? She bothers you. And Rav Chiya said, wait a second. You have to look at the big picture over here. In the overall scheme of things, I owe her big time. Amar le Dayenu shemegad lo ispanenu. Isn't it enough? She raises our children. Matzilo isaisano menachet. And she saves us from bad thoughts and from arayos. And therefore, that alone outweighs any even intentional negativity that she offers me. And the Reb Chiya therefore had a overall pleasant and positive outlook to his wife, seeing the overall good that she does for him sort of outweighs whatever negativity there was. Okay, everyone, thank you very much for joining. We will, Bez Hashem, continue tomorrow night, regular time. And wishing you all a great evening. Kol Tov. Bye-bye.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.